We exalt you this morning. We're so glad to be here. We're so thankful, Lord, for another day. Just to know you more and to worship you and give you glory. You so much deserve, Lord. We love you, Jesus. And we're going to worship you forever. We're going to love you forever, Lord. You're so great, God. It truly is our joy to honor you this morning, to reverence you, to trust and obey you, Jesus. You're all that we long for. You're all that we could ever hope for. You are all things to us, Lord. You're everything that we could ever need. You're so great, so good, God. We exalt you, Holy Lord. We exalt you. We welcome you. All that you are. You are more than enough. We welcome you in this place. We enter in this place with thanksgiving and joy in our hearts. Loving you and loving those around us, Jesus. We love you. We worship you. We adore you. We bless you, Jesus. You deserve the glory. You deserve the praise. We worship you. We worship you. Over and over again, Lord. Continually worshiping you. Blessing you at all times, Jesus. Your praise is continually in our mouths. We exalt you, Lord. We bless your name. Bless you, Lord. We worship you. Thank you for our brothers and sisters in you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for our family. If there be any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. Hallelujah, Lord. Did you notice how that he said every knee should bow? And every tongue should confess. They won't all do that. Not for all eternity. They all will one day, but only for a moment. But he is Lord. He is Jesus. And he is Lord of all. And we want to do just as he did. We want to humble ourselves and become obedient even unto death. Yes, hallelujah, Lord. As we die, Lord Jesus, as this flesh dies, becomes more like you. We want to give you all the glory that you deserve. You are so high and lifted up. Your glory fills this house. We welcome your glory, Jesus. We welcome your presence. We welcome you and all your power, all your glory, all your goodness, all your grace. We welcome you in this place. We welcome you. We invite you to have your way. As each one of us has brought a portion of you into this place, we are made whole, Lord Jesus. We are made whole in your presence. And we thank you, Lord. We want to please you. We want to please you in every way, Lord. So we just Cast aside every thought that is not of you. Cast down every imagination that is not of you. And Lord, we thank you that you live and move and have your being here this morning as we worship you, as we seek your face, and as we hear your words today. We open our hearts to you and we receive all that you have, all that you want for us, Lord. We receive it today. We know that we'll leave here refreshed and renewed in your presence. We love you, Jesus, and we worship you. We exalt you. Glory to you, magnificent God.
We love you, Father.
Magnificent Lord.
Because you first loved us, Father.
Excellent Lord Jesus.
We worship you, Father.
Perfect in all your ways.
My high tower, my strength.
We love you. You are our Lord.
You
are our God. We exalt you. We worship you.
You
live in us, God.
Give you praise.
I love you, Lord.
Give you praise, Jesus.
Have your way, Lord.
You know, Jesus is life, and we are alive, but there's a difference between being alive, L-I-V-E, and having life, L-I-F-E. And you know, even people in hell are alive. They're living there. They're alive, but they don't have life. And we have been born again, and we have the life of Jesus on the inside of us. And that is more than enough. We don't have to have any reason other than that to exalt him this morning. To know that we have the life of God in us. We're not just alive. We're not just living beings. We have the life of an eternal God living on the inside of us. I thank God that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Forever and ever, Lord Jesus. That's all we need, Lord, is to know that we have your life. You have made us life, Lord Jesus. We're just all wrapped up in you and your life, Jesus. A new being, a new creation that can worship you and can love you forever and ever, Jesus. Thank you for the life of God that lives in us, moves in us, has his being in us. We worship you, Holy Lord. We thank you for your great plan, for your miraculous work just in being born again, Jesus. Thank you for everlasting life, Lord. We rejoice in that, Jesus. We rejoice in the God of our salvation this morning. We rejoice in our Redeemer. He lives. His life is flowing through us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for an eternal. You equipped us, Lord Jesus, that we can be with you eternally just through your life. We love you. We exalt you today. Forever and ever, we're going to worship you. We're not just going to stand there alone before you throughout all eternity, but all of our loved ones that have your life in them are going to stand there with us. God, you're so wonderful. You're so good to have made a way for us to spend forever as a family. Our loved ones, our friends, have your life in them. Always being together. Always spending moments of intimacy with you and with those that are close to us because of your life, Jesus. We rejoice in your life, Jesus. Life everlasting, life eternal. Living, Lord Jesus, we worship you. We adore you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your life, Lord. You have redeemed us. You have saved, delivered, and healed us, Jesus. You made a perfect way for us, Jesus. And we give you glory. We give you praise. What a wonderful God, the only God, wonderful God you are. Lord, we exalt you, we praise you, we give you glory, we exalt you with everything in us, Jesus, all our heart, soul, mind, body, and strength. We worship you because we sincerely love you. God, look what you've done. You've caused us to fall in love with you. Nothing else satisfies us like being in your presence. Nothing else satisfies us, Lord, but spending time with you. You energize us with your life, Jesus. You energize us with your life, Jesus. We rest in you. We can take our rest in you, Jesus. Lay our head over on your shoulder and just rest in you for the rest of our lives, for all of eternity. We can rest in you, Jesus. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your grace. You're always here with us. You're always there, Lord, and we just love you. You're so good to us. Wonderful Father. You take good care of your children, Lord. We are your children. We are your bride. We are your church. We love you so much. We exalt you. We worship you. God, we love you. We adore you. Stand in awe of you. You're so great, God. You're all we'll ever need. We live for you.
We adore you.
We can trust you. We trust you. So perfect, God.